thank you for being with us tonight. And a couple days before revival, huh? And one of the ideas, one of the most important things that you and I need is that's powerful praying. We need to come before the Lord, and we need to be able to really call upon the name of the Lord. And a message tonight very quickly about powerful praying. How powerful is your praying? How do you get a hold of the Lord? These have been testing weeks and months for Jan and I, with her dad in and out of the hospital and things. And I'll tell you, it really pulls on you when you're going through some situations like that. And I need this as much as you need that, I believe. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tonight. And the verse that I want to key in on is verse number 7, but I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 4 and read all the way down through it. This is really the Apostle Paul's key on ministry. And one of the most important ministries that you and I have is that ministry of intercessory prayer, of really calling upon the Lord and that powerful praying. I heard an evangelist give this several years ago, and I'd like to repeat it as well. Therefore, the Bible says in verse number 1 of 2 Corinthians 4, seeing we have this ministry and have received mercy, we faint not. Oh my, we need that. We faint not. It's easy in the day of adversity, in the day of difficulties, to just walk away. And here we see, and what we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestations of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. For if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this age or world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined or shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because of that, but we have this treasure. What treasure? Powerful praying in earthen vessels, that the excellency, and here's the key, of the power may be of who? God, and not of us. Powerful praying is centered in God alone, and in three fantastic ways, in the very Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God, and then in our holy witness. Three ideas tonight that I'd like us to look at. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for guiding and directing in the affairs of our lives, and giving us the opportunity to set aside some time and really come into the house of the Lord to pray and to seek your face. And Lord, we ask, dear Lord, that you would bless the word again and encourage our hearts together. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. From that passage, we get the idea of really soul winning, but the power of God is available to each of us through the Holy Scriptures and the Holy Spirit, and as well in the holy speaking. We are challenged so oftentimes to be able to take the Word of God, to be able to preach, to be able to take it and witness to someone, and yet we need to be on really solid praying ground. And in this week before revival, may I challenge you and challenge myself to really get in a position of really calling upon the name of the Lord. Prayer is our link to the Holy Spirit and to the Holy Scriptures and holy speaking. Thus, I'm more convinced than ever that the power of God, more convinced, is directly proportional to prayer. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little prayer, little power. And in the church, the history of revivals is repleted with examples across this nation of individuals who felt the leading of God to come before the Lord and really call heaven down, and really to call heaven down. The calling out to God by men and women of old, from Genesis to Revelation, as well as from church history and in our church today, continually fortifies that which we need, and that is a seeking of God, a crying out to Him, a asking and pleading with Him. We are in need of revival. Amen? Our nation is, but it starts here. It starts here. And I'm in need of it. It's so easy to go through life and just go on and on and on. Turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was one of those prophets of the Old Testament that, wow, he preached and he preached. And the nation of Israel were headed, it's Jeremiah 32, starting with verse 16. And here is his prayer. Here is his prayer. Now, 16 of Jeremiah 13. When I delivered the deed to the purchase of Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made heaven and earth, and thy by great power and outstretched arm, for there's nothing too hard for thee. He continued on, Thou that showest loving kindness unto thousands, recompense the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of the children, after the great and mighty God and the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work, and thine eyes are open upon all thy ways, of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Who has set the signs and the wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day in Israel and among other men, hast made thee a name as at this day. Thou hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders and strong hand and with an outstretched arm and with a great terror. We'll skip down to verse number 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there? There's nothing. But we are weak, and we are individuals who certainly need to have that what is called powerful praying unto the Lord. Let me just quickly go through just a few things here as we look at some things related to that powerful praying unto the Lord. Staying with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. All right. If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. We need to somehow get a hold of God and be able to get the gospel out. How is that going to take place? I really believe it's going to take place through that powerful praying and coming before the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one that comes upon us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. John chapter 14, verse 16, 7 through 11. I'm not going to go there, and we're not going to turn to it. But that, in essence, says that the Holy Spirit is the person who is this person of power. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, and to Jerusalem, and to Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. I'm paraphrasing that. And we get that power to do that, to live in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18, you know that verse. And be ye what? Filled with the Spirit. That means being empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. How can that take place? How can that take place? He gives us that power. But we can have this power, and it demands prayer. Luke chapter 5, go to it quickly. Luke chapter 5, and I'm going to have you follow along with me as I read these particular verses and look at that. Luke chapter 5, verses 5 through 13. Very quickly, this particular passage is very interesting. It's talking about, really, this ability of prayer. And Simon answered and said unto him, and toiled all night, and having taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I will let down thy net. And you know what that says. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net brake, and beckoning unto their partners, which were on the other side of the ship, they should come and help them. And they came and filled with the ships, so they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. What was he talking about? He was talking about that he didn't have a relationship with the Lord in a way of calling upon the Lord and able to do that. And later on he says, for he was astonished, and all that were with him, and the draught of fishes. And you know what happened there. And so also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and the partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch who? Men. And when he brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. John R. Rice say that in this passage, Jesus is giving a lesson on advanced praying. And he is teaching the disciples to pray for the Holy Spirit. In other words, to ask the Holy Spirit of God to really move in your eye, in your hearts. Some ministers have a way of saying to people who seek for the power of the Holy Spirit that they should simply go home and believe that they have the power, that are already they have the Holy Spirit and that they all need. Listen carefully. Well, suppose that a neighbor at midnight would say to the man who is outside pounding upon his door, go on home and believe that you have bread for your friend, that none of it will be all right. Well, that is not what the friend who had the bread said unto his neighbor. And if the neighbor had acted on such advice, he would have gone home without the bread. However, heard, he tried to believe it was his hands. The power of the Holy Spirit is real and definite. When you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, when you get a hold of him and he gets a hold of you, it is definite. And we may know whether or not the breath of God is on us to win sinners to Christ. Now, that was the thrust of this. We may have the bread if we mean business. But if I want you to know, there is a price to pay. You may have the bread if you're willing to knock at the door and wait before God. And wait before God. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3 says, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In that area, whatever needs, when and while you pray and wait, God will search out your heart and will show what displeases him and bring you to confession and forsaking of sin. And he will help you to count the heavy cost. Whatever needs fixing, God can fix in your life and heart as you wait and plead for the bread for sinners. It is the power of the Holy Spirit to call upon the name of the Lord. Second of all, saying that, it is the power of the Holy Scriptures. The power of the Holy Scriptures. Powerful prayer is powerful calling upon the name of the Lord through the word of God. God, who is the author of this holy writ tonight, is the person that we need to be praying through and to, and in his words. If any man shall ask, the Bible says, I will give it unto him. But it demands something called purity. The Bible says in Psalm 66, verse 18, and I'm speaking to myself, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So what's the blockade? What is the blockade there? The blockade is sin. Things that is in our lives. And that's why revival is so important. That's why it's so important. Revival is really the normality of the Christian walk. It's revival is really the way that God would want us to be. And so it is from year to year and time to time, we come before the Lord and we concentrate. May I encourage you to spend a lot of time in prayer and then come here on next week for those three nights starting Sunday and really covet the Lord and pray and bring individuals before the Lord. Yes, there's going to be an emphasis of bringing people to the meetings. There's going to be an emphasis of doing that. And you know that Brother Pelletier, what his preaching is about and how he handles it. And certainly there's going to be that. But may I just encourage us in the area of bringing these people before the Lord and bringing ourselves before the Lord. It demands believing God. It demands believing God. Consider what Jesus said in John 15 and verse number 7. Let's go there. John 15 and verse 7. All right. The Lord Jesus, in speaking and saying this, in John 15 and verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be what? Done. It shall be done. So there's some conditions that are there in that particular verse. The abiding is really what you and I are doing here tonight. And that is abiding. That is being at home in the Lord. That is spending the important time before the Lord. But it needs to go further than that. And I know that you're as busy as I am in my life. Sometimes my wife says, I go so fast around that I don't know the front from the back. I don't know when I'm coming or when I'm going. I really don't. And you know what? Confession made, it's too fast. It needs to slow down. It needs to stop. And that stop is right here in scriptures. And that stop is getting on our knees before the Lord and really asking the Lord to do great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, a couple more verses and it will be done. 1 John. These verses are well known, related once again to prayer. John, writer once again, and encouraging us, would say these words. And this is the confidence that we have in him. What confidence? Anything he says there. Do you have a hold of that? I don't. I don't have that. But God says we can. If we ask. Really the word if there is in the word since. So it makes a real statement there that we are doing that since we ask. All right. Anything according to his will, he heareth us. And since we know, or if we know, that little word if in there really brings us thinking, well, I don't know for sure. Well, We do. Since we know that, he hears us. Does he? Does he? Call upon me and I will what? Answer that. He does. He promises that he will. And many of you know that. But sometimes we forget it. And then he says, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. What is it that's holding us and convincing God? God will do that, and he will do it right early in our lives. Meditating upon the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, and then the power to be able to take the Word of God to people. Relating to that, memorizing the Word of God. Now, let me go back to the Word of God real quick. A couple of verses. How important is the Word of God? Here it is, Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the what? Power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first, and also to the who? Greek. There it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And this is the gospel which I declared unto you. And the gospel is Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried, and the third day he what? He rose again. That's the gospel message there. That's the power of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that the word of God is both sharper and swifter than a two-edged sword. All right? It is quick and what? Powerful. It's powerful. So it's the word of God. So praying in the Holy Ghost, yes, praying in the scriptures and the word of God, so vastly important. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? You know it. We know it. And that's the key to it. And that's the key to it. To be able to take the word of God, and then once again to be able to declare it. Consider Acts chapter 2, and I'm just going to whet your appetite a little bit. Read Acts chapter 2. You want revival, this is it. In Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2, they came together and they prayed. They needed power. Now, we've been through the book of Acts with Pastor Long, right? Amen? What is it, two years now? We're still there if we're going to make it. Okay. Anyways, if you were all the way back in Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2, there they were as a small church. They're waiting upon the Lord. They're waiting upon the power of God, and they did something. And the place was shaken. What did they do? They prayed. And then they were filled with the Spirit of God. So the power of prayer unleashed the Holy Spirit of God, and thousands were added to the church. Thousands were saved. Oh, man. That's it. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We must pray and plead for that power that comes when we are definitely filled or controlled by him. The filling of the Spirit is many times. The filling is the control, is really me giving myself over to the Lord, if I can just put it in a very simple way. It's giving myself over to the Lord and saying, God, you can do it. I just can't do it. I'm stepping aside and allow me and work in my life. That's really what it is. It's more than that. Yeah, I'm not giving you the theological, but that really practically that's what it is. Number two, we need the power of the scriptures. We need to rely on the word of God. You do that. We know that. You've come here for prayer meeting night. You come to Sunday school. You study the word of God. You read the word of God continually. You know that, all right? And that's why you're here. And revival is going to come and get a hold of people when they understand the power of the Word of God. Amen? The power of the Word of God. It's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. And then we need that power that comes when we're able to speak the Word of God. Do you know how powerful the Word of God is? The Bible says what? All that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you know that verse? You know that. Acts chapter 16, verse 3. It's there. And you know how powerful that is. And so that's the word of God. We need to hide, yes, behind the shadow of the cross, but we need to hide behind the power of the word of God. We need that power when it comes to be able to speak the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. May God give us that in this week ahead as we conclude tonight and then on into the weekend and Friday and Saturday, and then come on Sunday morning expecting. Because the Bible says we can expect that. We have the confidence that God will do that, right? Amen? I really believe that. And I really believe that's something that has been coming and is needed to. I know Pastor has mentioned and said that, but do you have a hold of the very fact that this country needs to have a moving of God? We need it. And it's not going to happen unless it comes to a moving of God here. Moving of God in our hearts. I really believe that. Moving of God in my heart. In my heart that way. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time and the word. Thank you for these dear folk that have come tonight to pray and ask that you would help us to really get hold of the reins of God. Call down, rend the heavens, that we may see the great and glorious showers coming. Dear Lord, we ask for your gracious work in our lives, families, children, that God would break through even this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.